anything that we do, but God's. This holy city is the opposite of the city of Babylon that we've heard about throughout the book of Revelation. Babylon is a representation of the Roman city under Roman rule, where they had no regard for people, for the care of their citizens. The only priority for them was domination of the Roman Empire, no matter what cost it was to everybody else. This holy city that we see is the opposite. It's a place of light and beauty and peace. And again, we see that image of the Lamb that we have heard throughout Revelation, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. Instead of a mighty emperor or a powerful warrior, our God is a fluffy lamb. The city is lit by the light of the Lamb. There is no darkness there at all. God's light shines for all at all times. So there is never any end. And we hear that the gates of that city will never be shut. The sacrifice of the Lamb of God means that the door to heaven is open for all people forever. Our names are written in that book of life because of Christ's sacrifice for us. We always have the opportunity to enter because of our Savior. When I do baptism meetings with families who are usually bringing an infant and sometimes an older child to be baptized, I always tell them that baptism means that the door is always open on God's side. We can choose to not go through that door. We can choose to turn away. But God will never, ever shut us out. The gates are open. The welcome mat is there. And so is God forever. I'm glad you walked through our doors here today. And I'm glad that God has opened the door for all people today, in that holy city forever. As John goes into the city with the angel, he says, "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, as clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb." In the city, there's this river that flows down from the throne, and it moves through the very heart, through the middle of the city. God's love and mercy pours out through these waters. And I just love this image. In fact, I tried to find an image of this, like an artist rendering, and there really weren't any good ones. So I picked this picture of a river with a quote because it's hard to imagine, but we can each kind of picture it in our own way, in our own minds. And I love how God uses water as a symbol of mercy and grace. We need water, after all. We need it to clean ourselves. We need it to grow our food. We need it for our bodies to survive. And we need God, too. The waters of baptism wash us clean through Christ and bring us the gifts of the Holy Spirit so that we can grow in faith and they can help us to survive in body and spirit. The waters of baptism are a gift to us for our whole lives. We celebrate that today when we send our graduates out, that they still have those promises made at this font or a different font, promises they affirmed in their confirmation, and that they have lived out here in this community and now beyond. On either side of a river of life is the tree of life. The waters help this tree grow, and its fruit and its leaves bring healing. Who can tell me the other famous tree with fruit in the Bible? Yeah, the tree that Adam and Eve came from, right? So that's Genesis in the first book. And then at the very end of the last book, we have this new tree. And while that tree in Genesis was people's downfall, this tree in Revelation is our redemption. It's our healing. We are back where we started, in a garden with God, but this time we are made whole again. And this picture, which I love, is by Kristen Gilia, who is an artist at Holden Village, where a river also runs through that community. And if you go to Holden, you can see beautiful people. Does anybody know what river this is?
Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, right? We are so blessed that we have a river that runs through our community to remind us of the river of life. When I was Googling Grafton, Wisconsin 12 years ago, when I was told I was going to interview at Grace Lutheran Church in Grafton, the first picture I saw was of the Milwaukee River. And I was so happy to see the beauty of nature ran through this community. We have our own daily reminder of God's blessings to us when we see this river. Or Cedar Creek, or Lake Michigan, all of our communities around here have beautiful water. When we see these things, we can remember the river of life that flows from God. We can remember the healing that God offers us in the waters of our baptism. We can remember that we are reborn as God's children and given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are joined to God's family and mission through this river of life in our baptism. 18 years ago, our high school graduates were washed in the waters of baptism, and here's a few of them on that special day. I am so thankful for all of their lives and their faith, but I'm most thankful to a God who promised to go with all of us, no matter where we go, no matter what we do, no matter what life brings us. Our lives change a lot, and our graduates are about to get into that part of their lives where things change a lot and quickly. We are first called children, teenagers, we're adults. We might be married or divorced. We might become parents or have different job titles. But one thing in our life never changes, and that is that we are child of God. In the reading from Acts, Paul is praying by a river when he meets Lydia, a follower of God. And she and her household are baptized by Paul, and it doesn't say where, but maybe right there in that river. In the gospel reading, Jesus heals a man next to a pool just by saying, "Stand up, take your mat, and walk." Throughout the Bible, water goes hand in hand with God's blessing, God's healing, and God's mission. God uses this ordinary thing to do extraordinary things. Show God's power in parting the Red Sea, to bring us blessings in our baptisms, to save lives as he does for Hagar in the desert, to bring healing and new life, just like he did to that sick man today, and to Naaman, who was a general cured of leprosy. Just last week, we witnessed at our 8 o'clock service the baptism of Grayson, and he's here again today. Good job, Grayson. He's already getting an A in his church. Just kidding, we're not grading you. God moves through the waters in our community here today in this font and in communities all over the world where people are baptized. We carry that blessing from here until we reach the shores of the river of life in God's holy city. We hear that in this place there's no more curse, that we are with God, bathed in God's light all of the time. That is where we're headed. From the waters of the womb to the waters of baptism, the shores of the Milwaukee River or Lake Michigan or Cedar Creek, wherever we float to next, we are God's children, washed in God's grace, and carried until we see those open gates and we stand on the shore of the river of life. So the next time you see water, remember where you've come from and where you're going. And if you can, dip your hand in the water and make the sign of the cross on your forehead and say, "I am a child of God, and nothing will ever change."